From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israeli warplanes pounded a Hamas facility in Gaza Thursday after troops earlier took gunfire from the area. The two sides also exchanged ground fire Wednesday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, meanwhile, lashed out at the muted global response to the killing of dozens of Palestinians during protests along the Israel-Gaza border this week. He said the UN has ended, become exhausted and collapsed. Mr. Erdogan spoke with a silent greeting what he called Israeli bullying. Turkey expelled the Israeli ambassador in the Council General and recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nakshon said Israel responded by reprimanding a Turkish diplomat.
We have summoned today the deputy ambassador of Turkey to the Israeli Foreign Ministry in order to express our concern and our dismay at a gross violation of the diplomatic ethics and the relations between countries. This morning, the ambassador of Israel was publicly humiliated in the airport of Istanbul. He was subject to a security check which was absolutely unnecessary.
Israel also expelled the Turkish consul general. Meanwhile, Hamas acknowledged all but a dozen of the 62 killed this week were members of the Islamist group. Thousands of doses of an experimental Ebola vaccine are in Democratic Republic of Congo to combat an outbreak of Ebola that's claimed at least 23 lives in the remote northwest. Anna Maria Hanau Restrepo is with the World Health Organization.
We have 4,000 doses that are arriving in Kinshasa safely. These 4,000 that are here in these boxes are going to be replenishment doses. We intend to send them soon this week to complete the first installment of vaccines.
More than 400 DRC people are suspected of having had contact with the disease. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump suggested the path forward to a much-anticipated meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month in Singapore is unclear.
We haven't seen anything. We haven't heard anything. We will see what happens.
Mr. Trump's brief remarks Wednesday came after the North Koreans suggested the meeting could be in jeopardy over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and demands over unilateral denuclearization. China urged the talks to go forward. The North abruptly canceled a high-level scheduled meeting Wednesday with South Korea. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in will meet President Trump at the White House next Tuesday. The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, Wednesday told the U.N. Security Council a government assault on rebel-held Idlib province would be far more devastating than the prolonged battle to recapture the eastern Ghouta enclave outside Damascus.
We fear that any escalation or substantial escalation in Idlib or in Daraa or in the northeast may also incur risks not only to Syrian civilians, but also to international peace and security. Because, as you know, many of these areas contain external and international forces.
Meanwhile, the Syrian military said it restored government control over a large area of the central Syrian area, including a road network connecting three main cities. The U.S. joined Gulf states imposing additional sanctions on the Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah leadership, including Syed Hassan Nasrallah and Naim Qassem. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the sanctioning nations reject what he called the false distinction between the so-called political wing and terror plotting of Hezbollah. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega opened sensitive talks Wednesday with the opposition, trying to quell a month of anti-government unrest that's left at least 50 dead. Students were joined by members of the business community and unions at the session held in the capital of Managua. Mr. Ortega was interrupted with shouts of murderer and calls for an end to repression. Tens of thousands took to the streets in April over Social Security reform, which turned violent. Rights groups in Gambia have implicated former President Yahya Jammeh in the deaths of more than 50 West African migrants in 2005 and are seeking his extradition. Following interviews with former officials, they allege the migrants were mistaken for mercenaries, jailed and executed by a paramilitary unit. The former Gambian leader lives in exile in Equatorial Guinea. On Wall Street, stocks eked out modest gains, with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining over 60 points to 24,768. Meanwhile, U.S. industrial production increased solidly in April. It follows a report of higher consumer spending last month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax as I take you around Africa on disc, because this is going to be a super show. But let's start off today from Uganda with this beautiful lady, Angela Katatumba, in Let Me. Beautiful music. And right after that, My Baby by Missy BK from Cameroon, and Tuna Tesa by Bushi of Kenya. But right now, it's Angela Katatumba of Uganda in Let Me.
Baby, come on to me, I like the way you are.
Let me feel you.
Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me.
Love you.
Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby.
Hold you.
Oh, baby.
Baby,
let me touch you. Baby, come on to me, I like the way you are.
Let me feel you.
Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize
me.
You be my baby. African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Tuna tesa ma, tuna tesa ma, tuna tesa ma. Vichuma chuma mos pakasante, kate miungi tu kutoka kule kile mpande Shaba titi kila siku mpaka fande Ukona mapinti, ukona masera Ukona vinyoaji, ukona machera In the downtown, it's a superman square Ukavuka boda, kajakwa si ishu Wakileta mama, tunawa tupa kama tishu Tunakwenda nyambo, tunafunga vow Wanakuja kwetu, watuna shida now Ukona mapinti, ukona masera Ukona vinyoaji, ukona machera Wanachunga, tunaponda ra Wanasipa, wanakufanja Tunapesa, wanatesa, Tunani, tunatesa
This is the African beat. You've just listened to Tunatesa by Bushy of Kenya. And right before that was My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon and Let Me by Angela Katatumba of Uganda. This is the show that you don't want to miss. We broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America. And I am David Vandy. The African beat will be right back.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub. From Freetown, Sierra Leone, you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. Right now, let's continue with some good music. Stuff fresh from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone, and this is Saful Saful. And right after that, Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicia Stelo G of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Yemi Alade of Nigeria comes in with Journey. But right now, Saful Saful by Stuff Fresh from Sierra Leone.
Hello, this is Nasser Ayoub, all the way from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Join me on David Bandy's show, African Beat, on the VOA.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
I wake up every day to make my prayer. he say he de Morocco. He dance the sicko, he sing a wino. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio. This one na gobe. Original gobe.
Music, looking out there for your journey. Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and right before that was Posa Yabolingo by Alicia Steluji of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Saful Saful by the great Stofresh from Sierra Leone.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Mandy.
Now we
to mo be na de ta po bebe o sa fi pindi rai kwenti e ta to bo so ya gwa ba to ba yo na gwa e di songo.
African beats. Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beat. You love the show, we love you, and we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
Well, right now, let's get back to our music. And this time, Anything by Cao Dinero of Sierra Leone.
Yeah, and an extravaganza. Cao. Yeah, anything, girl. Just for you,
Anything by Cao Dinero of Sierra Leone, and you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy in Washington. I'll be right back with more music.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is
African Beats on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beats on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me.
And with all of that, right now, let's get back to music. Benedictal by Am Diab of Egypt is coming up. And right after that, Batonga by Angelique Kidjo of Benin. But right now, Benedictal by Am Diab of Egypt taking off.
I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Batonga by Angelique Kidjo of Benin, and before that, Benedictor by Amdia of Egypt. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Another email here is saying, hello, David. This is your friend, Johanna Williams, aka Yonex, from Taraba State in Nigeria. Thanks for feeding us with wonderful African music. And from our Facebook friends, Manasseh Alfred writes again, hi, David Vandy. Thank you for being there for us. We love you and we love the African Beat. And this one comes from Ali Obadiah, and he says, I love the African Beat. Keep promoting our music from Africa. And Ishmael J. Juana, another Facebook friend, says, hi, David. I live in Freetown. I always listen to the African Beat on Sky Radio 106.6 FM and VOA 102.4. People call me Ishai J. of Sky Radio, and I want you to play a very special song for the entire staff of Sky Radio. I love Cyril Young. Thank you, my brother. And we climax today with Jiggy G by Nimba Bro of Liberia. By Nimba Bro of Liberia. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, and listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye bye.
Brand new guy with a brand new rocker from Africa. You know how we are doing this, so dance for when you're with time. Come now you dance for like you don't care about bad man. It's the tension, Mr. DJ, raise the tempo. Why you do to that body tonight? Jiggy jiggy all lights on, yeah.
Bang diggy diggy dang dang.
Mama say mama say mama kusa. 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 Mama say mama say mama kusa.
Mama say mama say mama kusa. Mama say mama say mama kusa. Mama.